This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Where do you start, right? Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Do you start with this? I mean, my hands are up just waiting for the FBI. I mean, why not? If they can do it to the former president of the United States in his home. Well, yeah, I mean, none of us. It's Banana Republic stuff, right? Or maybe hands up for one of the soon-to-be 87,000 new IRS agents because of the Democrats and the leftists that care so much about you. I mean, 87,000 new agents in this Inflation Reduction Act, that's just for the rich people. That's just for the billionaires. Don't worry, they're not going to come after you. No chance of that. Or do you start with idiocracy? I swear we're living in Atlas Shrugged / 1984, but I think the movie, remember that movie Idiocracy? Maybe we're living in Idiocracy because here's Biden today on inflation.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. I just want to say a number. Zero.
Zero.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
Zero.
0%.
Zero.
Here's what that means. Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month. But people were still hurting.
It's finally happening.
Zero inflation last month.
Zero inflation last month. It's finally happening. The Federal Reserve was right, I guess. This is all just transitory. We have zero, according to Biden, we have 0% inflation. The sad thing is, as we're living in Atlas Shrugged / 1984 / Idiocracy / 1980s science fiction movies, all clumped up together, the problem is, I fear that we have zero IQ going on there. So for so many millions of Americans, they will hear Biden say we have zero inflation and think, yep, we fixed this thing. No, we don't have 0% inflation. Here's a chart from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the way. This is last month's chart. Was it 0% when it comes to butter and margarine? No, it's a 20% increase from 12 months ago. How about cakes, cupcakes, and cookies? Everybody likes a cookie. 11.8% increase year over year. Canned fruit and vegetables. Who needs fruit and vegetables when you got cookies? 12.1%. Carbonated drinks, 13% year over year. 13.2 to be exact. Cereal and cereal products, 12.8%. Chicken. Well, you need chicken because remember I just read you the article that many people are not getting steaks or any cuts of beef anymore, which is what did the elitist lunatics want because they want you to eat bugs while they eat the steaks. But chicken has gone up 17.4%. Eggs have gone up 32% year over year. Fats and oils, 16.9%. Fish and seafood, fresh, 13.1%. Even hot dogs. Hot dogs have gone up 10.4%. Luckily, they don't have on this list the Spam, because remember, Spam, they've decided to lock up because it's becoming so valuable and people are stealing it. Milk went up 15.9%. Prepared salads up 11.5%. Spices, seasonings, condiments, and sauces. Who needs sauces on your bugs? 10.1% increase. I'm not kidding about the bug thing. The elite thinks that you should eat bugs. I'm not making this stuff up. So there you go. It's all taken care of unless you actually go out and, you know, have to, I guess Biden wants you to don't believe your lying eyes. Believe.
Today we received news that our economy had 0% inflation.
Zero.
In the month of July. 0%.
Zero. 0%. Now, consumer price indexes rose. There's an article from CNBC. The CPI came out the month over month or year over year data. They do this every month. Rose 8.5% in July. It was less than expected. I mean, we are living in 1984 / Atlas Shrugged / 1980 science fiction movies and Idiocracy, but 8.5% was the number that the government came up with year over year that the inflation is still at. And you know the facts on this. If you go by the way the government used to do inflation back in the 80s, before the 80s, That means inflation is probably about 17%. So big, I mean, little difference, I guess. 17%, 0%. I mean, who, you know, Biden doesn't care. What does he care, right? He's getting the fine cuts of steaks, I guess. But anyway, so we have 8.5% year over year inflation, not 0%. And I don't know, I guess if we get to like 5% or something eventually, or 4%, we're going to celebrate. I'll tell you in a little bit about what the Fed's target actually is, where we're actually at, and a lot more. It's insane. You know, times like this, it reminds me why I like to own a little bit of desert gold, a little bit of gold and silver, and why I use Desert Gold Exchange, because when you hear this.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0%
inflation. When you hear that, you know that you've got trouble, and the absolute liars and lunatics are running the show. The lunatics are running the asylum at this point. I like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver. I don't give financial advice, but I can tell you for me personally, I've been doing this for decades. And you can call Desert Gold Exchange. They'll get you up some. They deal exclusively, by the way, in gold and silver. They'll get it up to you. Plus, if you mention a Jeff Orbit show, if you want to educate yourself, which you definitely need to educate yourself on everything nowadays, mention a Jeff Orbit show. They will send you a free investor's kit. I highly urge you to get that and read up on gold and silver. Justin and his family at Desert Gold Exchange, they keep their overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. Give them a call right now. Give Desert Gold Exchange a call just like I did. 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343. Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343. Let me take a breath here. It's just crazy. I'll tell you what. It's just absolutely crazy. Hey, if you want to chime in on the craziness, I do have the Just Wireless listening line open just for you. And, you know, Just Wireless has been a longtime sponsor here on the program as well. You can leave your comments anytime, 877-973-971. I talk about Just Wireless a lot, and this actually feeds into my little side story I got to tell you here. Just Wireless, you can get your smartphone repaired. You can drop it off at one of their two locations in Flagstaff and save some money and keep those things going. You got to keep things going nowadays, because when you have lying politicians saying
today we received news that our economy has
we're at 0% inflation, you know you got to just watch your back and keep existing things going for as long as you can. Yes, I'm going to play that clip. I'm going to burn that one off the keypad here today, because we have to point out the idiocracy. So keep your phones going, keep everything you can going. I kind of had this experience recently with my weed whacker. I have a steel weed whacker. You know, I have a lot of stuff to clear, a lot of weeds and brush and this and that. So I've had this steel weed whacker, gas powered, for a long time. It just stopped working. Just kind of, you know, stuttering along. Changed the gas out, changed the filter out. So I went and bought one. You're not going to believe this. I went and bought one of those fancy electric powered weed whackers made by steel. You know, I think it was $200 with the battery, kind of your homeowner grade one. I just wanted a backup while I fixed, at least I thought I was going to fix my steel weed whacker, the gas one. It works good. It's just, you're not going to be a landscaper with this thing. This dream about converting everything to electric and battery, you know, green is still just an utter dream. I could imagine landscapers carrying around like 400 battery packs to get through the day, because that's what it would take. I can get, you know, I got to charge the thing like four times in the project I got to do. Anyway, I've been trying to fix this weed whacker, and I've done everything. So I'm finally giving up. I'm either going to just have to buy a new one or take it in to get repaired. It's always a juggle between repairing it and keeping it going or getting a new one. I'm telling you, dude, I'm telling everyone here, keep things going as much as you can until you're banging your head against the wall like I've been. I've replaced the carburetor. I've replaced the filters. I've replaced the gas multiple times. I did that one. Fuel lines, tried adjusting the carburetor. But I tried to keep it going. Got a mouthful of gas at one point blown through the gas line. All right, let's get to my top news picks for this hour. Trump pleads the fifth. So they raid Mar-a-Lago here just the other day. What, 30 FBI agents? You know, it's just insanity. And it scares the hell out of everybody. They've done a great job in just the past couple of days, uniting the Republican Party behind President Trump. He'll declare he's running here, and he'll be the nominee. Everybody will clear the field now, because everybody's like, what are you doing? So you're like sniffing around Melania Trump's wardrobe? Did you hear about this? Insiders are saying that they went in there. First of all, what's being reported, and I can't believe that they haven't come out and said, here's what happened, America. I got to talk to you about why we did this. As if Biden, Mr. 0%, doesn't know what's going on, like they didn't tell him. But no, what's being reported is that they spent hours in there. Well, there's like 9 hours or something going through, and they really paid attention to going through Melania's closet, and I assume her panty drawer or whatever. I don't know. I mean, we don't know, because what we're also hearing is that they did not allow President Trump's attorneys in there. Now, that scared the hell out of me. If you can't even have anyone there, who's watching the so-called watchers and all these people? Who knows what they could, quote unquote, come up with while they're in there for hours in a politically motivated raid? Who knows? So I'd want my attorneys in there too. So today, on a separate matter, President Trump was in New York. He pled the fifth because he was answering questions from investigators for New York Attorney General Letitia James. So, and this is, it has to do with the business dealings, business practices of the Trump organization. I would do the fifth as well, right? I mean, who wouldn't? Who would trust these people to not twist any words you've got? So what the main, not, we can't call them, the legacy dying, lying media is going to report on. First of all, they're going to report on that inflation is 0%, as Biden says. They're also going to report that, oh, President Trump pled the fifth. So, and they're going to insinuate that he must be guilty, right? Because anybody who is innocent would be talking to them, right? No, I wouldn't. Crazy. Anyway, it's just insanity all around. It's no wonder why many Americans feel like we have a two-tiered justice system. This is an article from The Federalist. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans believe that there is a two-tiered system of justice in the United States, according to a new poll. The National Issues Survey of more than 1,000 likely 2022 general election voters, conducted between July 24th and 28th by the Trafalgar Group in partnership with Convention of States Action, found that 79.3% of Americans believe that the United States has a two-tier justice system, with one set of laws for political insiders and another for average Americans. Notably, large majorities in both parties agreed with the idea. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Back to the FBI raid. Hey, you're Donald Trump. They're going after him on every angle. They don't want him back in there. And I hope he gets back in there. And if he runs and wins, he's got to run on the promise of dismantling the corrupt swamp bureaucracy. You know, it was all about draining the swamp when he was first president. He's got to get in there and do it. He would have one term. He can't get back in. He can't run again. Drain the swamp. Get rid of the Department of Education. I guess you got to get rid of the FBI or severely reform that thing. You got to go in and fire scores of people in the federal bureaucracy. It's the only way. You've got to go do that. And you know what? We've given them so much power. We've allowed them to take so much power. I've got some stuff on COVID I want to get to and the insanity that's still going on in California and New York. But let's be honest about what's happened the past 2.5 years. We let them take power. Tell you can't go out, lockdowns, your business can't operate, but this other business can. Oh, eviction moratoriums, or whatever the new name, what is it called? Eviction diversion, as Bruce Sidlinger was talking about yesterday. We've allowed them to do all this and accumulate so much power over us. You got to go in and get rid of these bureaucracies. Look, the reality is the founding fathers, they must be absolutely just rolling over in their graves. They must be. I mean, King George was a rookie compared to these people, no doubt about it. Hey, if you're thinking about getting some food here, it's getting to be about that time of day. I want to recommend a great place that's been around Flagstaff for over 40 years. Namarco's Pizza, locally owned and operated. You know, you got owners Dave and Tommy present daily to make sure everything is just right, and they do it just right. Get a great pizza, get great wings. They've got craft beers there as well, wine. Stop on by one of their 3 locations in Flagstaff, dine in, or they've got curbside pickup. If you don't want to get out of the car, they'll bring it out to you, or they'll actually do delivery as well. Call Namarco's Pizza for the curbside pickup and delivery, 928-779-0024. That's 928-779-0024. Or order online easily at Namarco's, N-I-M, as in Mary, A-R-C-O-S, namarcospizza.com. Check it out. Get some food. Do what I do. Make dinner by just getting it from Namarco's Pizza. All right. I'd love your comments. Send me an email. talkwithjeff@icloud.com.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
If you are looking for office space in the Flagstaff area, I started FlagstaffForLease.com just for you. We've got multiple spaces available right now, including a one-room suite starting at $299 per month plus tax. Larger spaces are available. Check out Flagstaff, the number four, lease.com. That's FlagstaffForLease.com for updated listings, or give a call at 928-526-7909. That's 526-7909.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Love your email comments. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Send those in anytime. We'll go through those here in just a little bit. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. I got to do it. We got to buy 0% inflation. I can't get over this. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, welcome back. Yeah, 0% inflation. I mean, I don't even know where these guys come up with this stuff. Here you go.
We received news that
I'm going to do it all show.
0%.
I'm so excited. We finally did it.
The month of July. We
finally did it.
0%.
0%. Still craziness out there when it comes to the masks and the COVID hysterics. I want to give you two prime examples here. I'm looking at these protests that happened at the Los Angeles, the LA City Council meeting. This is an article from Fox News. Los Angeles City Council meeting on Tuesday when members voted to expand on a bill that prevents homeless people from forming encampments near schools was disrupted by a group of protesters who broke through a security barricade and threatened the lawmakers. So, and actually give credit to the crazy LA City Council for once coming up with something that actually makes sense. Yeah, 500-foot ban, and it passed, I think, almost unanimously. I think there's a couple of people who would love to have homeless encampments next to their schools because that'll turn out great, right? They actually voted, though, to put this 500-foot ban on this on these encampments. People were flipping out, but anyway, I'm watching the video. They're all wearing masks there. And we forget about this. We think that this crazy COVID hysterics is done because we live in Arizona and we pay attention to states like Texas and Florida and what have you. And we forget that the craziness continues all across the country. And if it hasn't ended by now, when it's been proving that the masks did nothing. Even Bruce Sidlinger was talking about this yesterday, and he was very, he likes to make sure that he follows the rules. He said this. He said, what if everything we did was for nothing? I say it was for nothing. All the stuff that they did is for nothing. But then you see protests in LA and you watch the city council meeting, because why not? Who doesn't do that? And they're all wearing a mask still. You're like, you got to be kidding me. Another example here, and this goes back to the shipping of illegal immigrants from states like Arizona and Texas. Is Florida doing it now too? I'm not sure. They've been shipping them up to D.C. and to New York. Well, you know, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, he was scolding Texas Governor Greg Abbott, another article from Fox. And so another bus showed up and all of the illegals are being unloaded into New York City. And he's flipping out because he's like, hey, you know, I don't know when they're coming. I don't know any of the info. As if, like, the Yuma mayor, for example, or any border town mayor knows when the immigration is going to dump a busload of illegals into their city. And they didn't know either, right? So they're getting a taste of their own medicine here. They're showing up in masks. But anyway, they're coming off the bus, and not only are they all wearing masks, but all the people outside the government officials, they're all wearing masks still. I'm like, how stupid do you have to be to still be doing this? On another note here, this is from 3TV and CBS5 out of Phoenix. Governor Ducey's been shipping illegals up to, I think he's been sending them to D.C., a program that sends asylum seekers on charter buses from Arizona-Mexico border to Washington, D.C. has cost the state of Arizona an estimated $3 million in its 3 months of operation. He started this program in May, where he's sending them up voluntarily to the East Coast. According to the contract with AMI Expeditionary Healthcare LLC, the state of Arizona pays $82,146 per busload. Those costs include the rental of the bus, along with two paramedic EMTs per bus and multiple drivers on board. So just truck on through, right? The company also provides three meals daily to asylum seekers on the trip. Hey, don't you want an all-expense-paid trip somewhere? I guess just go down, come across the border, and you get an all. Look, I don't mind them shipping it out. I think this needs to be done to prove an example, or just set an example and prove a point that we're being overrun here, especially in the border states, and let these liberal cities see and kind of get their own medicine here. Your thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I do think Governor Ducey, though, should send a bill. Now that we have 0% inflation, maybe Biden has some extra money. Send a bill to Biden to repay the $3 million we've spent shipping the illegals that they let through with their jacked up immigration policy. Hey, if you're looking for new blinds, shutters, or shades, and you just want to close the shades so you don't have to see the craziness that's going on in the world. I wonder if they have like a ballistic and, you know, those kind of like end of the world zombie apocalypse blinds at the Blind Brothers. I'm going to have to give them a call and see if they've got that. But the Blind Brothers can help you out no matter what your budget. Zombie apocalypse type blinds, or, you know, regular old blinds that you just want to keep the sun out so you can sleep a little bit longer and not have to hear from Biden and his 0% inflation. But anyway, call the Blind Brothers. They will lay out all of your options. This is a great Northern Arizona company, and you're not dealing with an out-of-state company. You're dealing with an Air Brothers. You're dealing with brothers who will do the job right. And right now, if you give them a call, mention the Jeff Horvath Show, you can save half off installation in addition to any other advertised specials. And please mention that to all of our sponsors that you heard about it right here on the show. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423. Or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvath Show.
Don't forget to catch Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least every Saturday at noon right here on 97.1 The Big Talker, streaming at BigTalkerRadio.com. Glenn Least and I talk about all things that have to do with your finances. We even get into insurance. We get into cryptocurrencies. A lot of stuff, a lot of information. Tune in to Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least right here on 97.1 The Big Talker, Saturdays at noon. And if you want a free, complimentary, no-obligation consultation, call Glenn Least right now at 928-225-2474. That's 928-225-2474.
This is the Jeff Horvath Show.
All right, welcome back. I guess, yeah, good rain out there. We'll take it. Flash flood watch for most of northern Arizona until 9 p.m. tonight. So watch those low crossings and all that, and those flood areas, which are all over the place, right? So, yeah, it's good to see all the rain. I've got some more news items. Let's focus on some Arizona news items here. By the way, Olivia will be coming up in just a little bit, and we'll go over some of your email comments and questions, and maybe we'll check out the Just Wireless listener line as well, where you can leave your comments, 877-9713-971. And send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. National Democrats say they're all in for Katie Hobbs in Arizona race for governor. This is an article from Axios from Jeremy Duda. The DGA, Democratic, I think is that DGA, whatever that stands for, recently transferred $1.5 million to the Arizona Democrat Party, and the party began running a TV ad against Carrie Lake just last week. The ad criticizes Lake for her opposition to abortion rights, accuses her of having an extreme position on guns. What is so extreme on guns? I've talked to Carrie Lake plenty of times about guns. She's strong Second Amendment and opposes her on her abortion rights. She's against abortion. She's pro-life. You've heard her on the show talk about that. Better get behind her, folks. I know it was a rough campaign between her and Karen Taylor Robeson, but it's time. And I hope Karen, I don't know if she has or not, comes out full on, because we can't have Katie Hobbs as governor. And then they go on, of course, support for her baseless conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. The Arizona Democrat Party has already bought about $4.4 million worth of airtime, most of it in the final weeks leading up to the general election. Though spokesperson Morgan Dick said not all of that money would be spent in the governor's race. So we'll keep an eye on it. Katie Hobbs is welcome to come on the program, but I think we're pretty far apart on the issues, but we'll have a respectful conversation. But, I'm full on right behind Carrie Lake. Right behind me here, you see it in the video, I have one of her campaign signs. So there you go. Well, no, it's the picture that she does with the kind of that 1940s style Rosie Riveter picture. She's good. Good campaign graphics there. Anyway, listener question here. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Who are you supporting in the Flagstaff mayor's race? Oh, man. Okay, well, Daniel Williamson is way down in that race. Remember, there was some slight talk that, oh, there's still a bunch of votes to be counted. Paul Deasy has extended his lead over Danielson, 2,876 to 3,322. So Paul Deasy is going to take this thing and face off against Becky Daggett. You know what? I'm going to have both of them on. I'll let you guys decide on this one. I don't get too crazy about the Flagstaff politics. It's something that's close to my heart. I was on the Flagstaff City Council. I served a term. It's when we were able to flip the council to a conservative-leaning pro-business council. I don't see that happening again for a long time. Lori Matthews, who's going to be in the council there, she will get in because there's only two people running for three spots. She's going to have a heck of a job trying to hold the line to the more progressive leftist ideas coming up. Let's get Deasy on. Let's get Daggett on. Deasy's been on this program many, many times. We've had Becky Daggett on one time. So we will continue to work on that. One more note regarding elections here in Arizona. Ken Bennett is still in the lead for the Senate race for Legislative District 1. I haven't seen anything like a declared victor in this race. People are still watching this one. But he has extended that lead by 256 votes over Steve Zipperman. As you know, Ken Bennett was the Senate president here in the legislature in the Arizona legislature for many years. He was the Arizona Secretary of State. He ran for governor against Ducey back in 14, and then he ran again against Ducey's second term. There's a lot of people running in 14. Bennett challenged him in 2018 and lost in that primary. So Bennett's ahead 28,357 votes to 28,101 votes. So it is... it's close. This is a close race. They're still counting those extra votes there, those provisionals, I think. So it's not finalized yet, so anything can happen, but Ken seems to be extending his lead. More Arizona news here. And remember, if you got a comment, love to hear from you. Send an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. 88 were apprehended right here in Arizona. 88 illegals. This is from Fox News. Border agents in Arizona apprehended over, and this was 70, out of the 88, 70 unaccompanied migrant children. This was just yesterday. Stoking fears about the threat of human trafficking at the U.S.-Mexico border. Tucson Sector Border Patrol agents encountered the group near Sasebe, Arizona, a little hamlet mere steps from the southern border. The party was made up of mostly Guatemalan nationals. Group included 88 people, seven of which were adults. Of the 81 children apprehended, 71 were unaccompanied by parents or guardians. And I told you the last segment about the buses that are arriving both in D.C. and New York City. You know, the mayor's there flipping out. The leftists, they are inconvenienced right now. You know, it's angering liberals that illegals are showing up on their doorsteps unannounced. And we're dealing with it every day here in Arizona. Every day this happens. But you send busloads up there and they're getting the tickets paid for by you, the taxpayers. It's cost millions of dollars here in Arizona. But they're being sent up there to make a point that we have an illegal immigration problem in this country. But of course, the leftists in these cities, they're not getting it. They're not making the connection. So there you go. We'll keep watching this. This is a huge issue coming up in this election in November. Let's see, masks and Arizona and the Constitution. This is an article from the Arizona Daily Independent. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is now joining 22 states in filing an amicus brief that fights back against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC unconstitutional mask mandate on public transportation like airplanes and buses. Remember that they could tell you to do whatever you want. Wear them on planes. You don't have to do it anymore, but they could bring this back at any second. I remember when I was doing we were down in Tucson Sabino Canyon, which is a national monument or whatever it is, you know, controlled by the feds. We took an open air bus. This was last year. An open air bus you have to take up to the upper parking lot and then hike in. They made you wear a mask driving that in an open air bus. Of course, I took mine off, but you know, that's how ridiculous it's gotten. So now Attorney General Brnovich and the other attorney generals, 22 other states are joining in this lawsuit against these bureaucrats from having the ability to do this going forward. I told you earlier in the program, LA City Council, they had the protesters showing up over making a line around schools and stuff that you can't have a homeless camp within 500 feet of a school, right? And these people showed up and they're everybody's in masks. You can't go inside these places in New York City, in LA without a mask. So this is still happening. So we need these lawsuits right now to make sure whether it's monkeypox, which, you know, they declare health emergency over 7,000 cases out of 340 million people in this country, they will come up with another emergency and make you do something or try to make you do something. So we need these attorney generals to step up. And I'm glad Attorney General Brnovich has stepped up on this one. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. By the way, I noticed the homeless problem in Flagstaff has grown significantly. I don't know if you're familiar with Flagstaff, but there's kind of that Cracker Barrel restaurant right there along I-40. And I went there. We went to a restaurant close by. By the way, the restaurant had it was like a 13% fee or something for the Flagstaff minimum wage. You know, Flagstaff's minimum wage is $15.50 an hour right now. It's probably going to go up to about $17 to $18 coming up with inflation. Even though Biden said that inflation was at, hang on a second, wait for it. Even though Biden said inflation.
Today we received news that our economy had 0% inflation.
0% inflation. The minimum wage in Flagstaff's pegged to the real inflation rate that Biden's unaware of, and that's going to be going up significantly. But anyway, I went to a restaurant over there by the Walmart, by the Cracker Barrel there. There's an Outback Steakhouse. And man, there's homeless people all over the place. So the images that you've seen in Los Angeles and California, it's growing in other areas. And I think that's a big sign of the economy, the troubles we have with the economy, the amount of people that are displaced, homeless in this country, people that are living in their RVs and trailers. And I'm not knocking them at all. It's just, it's highlighting how bad it's gotten. And what's happening though, is there's in these areas, I don't want to blanket, you know, everybody in one role here, because there's a lot of responsible people out there who are living the camper and RV life. Don't get me wrong, but drive down that road and you'll see trash all over the place. You see shopping carts full of trash. It's a real train wreck. And I think this is going to continue to grow despite Biden saying we got 0% inflation. Guy's out of his mind. No, it's much higher than that, Biden. And then we talked about this yesterday on the program, the amount of people that are no longer in the workforce. And Bruce Sidlinger did a great job on yesterday's program of pointing out how many people have just left the workforce. And while the Biden administration is touting their jobless or their job gains, we haven't even gained where we were prior to the COVID hysterics. And if you go back to 2002, 2001, as Bruce and I did yesterday, we're down. We're way down. The amount of people that are actually in the workforce. So many people have stopped looking for work or have dropped out of the workforce altogether. It's what I've called the labor rapture. Anyway, love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, we all love living in Northern Arizona, but our businesses, you know, they're working, they're running and operating in a global economy. And you need tools that'll connect you to the entire world. I want you to go to sunstatetech.com right now and take their technology risk assessment. Because we're all connected nowadays, it creates a lot of vulnerabilities. And you take their cybersecurity tests and find out what kind of vulnerabilities you have. So if you are a business, if you are a municipality, go to sunstatetech.com right now because they handle cybersecurity, managed IT services, voice over IP, and more. And with things being more challenging than ever before, don't try to compete with substandard technology or a vulnerable network. Go to sunstatetech.com right now. That's sunstatetech.com. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Love your comments. Olivia's here with me. Give out
the what? The email? I don't know. Listener line, the giveaway.
Did you hear that rumbling? That thunder is cranking.
Shook the house.
Yeah, I was like, it's like Biden talking earlier. Go ahead. Give out the info.
For what?
Anything. Okay. Let's give the listeners some kind of information for this final segment of the hour.
Email us at talkwithjeff@icloud.com, or you can go on to talkwithjeff.com and enter our giveaway for 2 tickets for Alice Cooper. Today's the last day you can enter.
Yep.
So you definitely want to do that. Go, like I said, to talkwithjeff.com under sponsors and giveaways. Scroll to the bottom and fill it out.
We got quite a few.
Super easy. Yeah. And yeah, get that in by the end of the show.
So 5:40 p.m. ended the show today. Sadly, if you're listening to this Wednesday broadcast of the show through the podcast, which a lot of people do, and you can subscribe to the podcast by looking up the Jeff Horvitz Show at your favorite podcast provider, you won't be able to enter because we'll get the podcast out after 5:40. So this is the last day to enter for Alice Cooper. So, and we'll draw the big winner tomorrow for the pair of tickets. Okay, let's do this first because we have a lot of comments, so I want to make sure that I talk about our great sponsor for this final segment of the hour, Mammoth Restoration. With it raining like it is right now and the thunder rumbling and the lightning striking.
Yep.
It's like an old poem. Mammoth Restoration can help you out if you have any flood damage, if you need water extraction, they do residential and commercial drying, mold remediation, smoke deodorization, fire and soot cleanup. They'll pack it out. They're the content specialists. Now, this is a great Northern Arizona company. They're not a small company, though. They're a big company. They will take care of what you got to get taken care of. They'll clean it. They'll restore it. They'll get it right, quite frankly. They will do the things a lot of times you don't want to do. If you have a mammoth-sized disaster, they've got a mammoth-sized solution. Save this number, 877-714-0050. That's Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050. Let's do some comments.
All right, I have one. I don't have a name, but they can call it what they want, but we know it's just another spending bill.
Who's they?
The
government.
I'm sure.
Okay.
All they're going to do is all they're doing is stuffing the pockets of their friends. They know things are going to change in November, and they're just trying to get what they can while they can.
Yeah,
this
shake the money tree.
This may be the most important midterm election in years. We need to get rid of these idiots.
So you're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. So, yeah, which obviously we know is working its way through the House right now. The Senate passed this stupid bill. It was $750 billion in new spending that is going to bring down inflation, so they say, which today was reported at 8.6%. But whatever, you know, that means it's 17%. So anyway, Inflation Reduction Act, it's going to create a lot of inflation, but there's a lot of green stuff in there. So they're giving their buddies in the green industry a bunch of handouts, and you and I will pay for that. By the way, there is a tax credit in this thing for electric car manufacturers. I'll see if in the second hour if I can break that down for you. I think it's like $7,500 to get your $50,000 to $100,000 electric car. Oh, also in the second hour, we do have Abe Hamaday. He's running for attorney general. He's the nominee for the Republicans here in Arizona. Okay, go ahead, Olivia.
Well, I was going to get to another comment, okay. But I requested that we have a very special report from my most favorite president ever.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
What month is it?
0%.
Zero.
What year is it? 0%. That's like the sixth time. You just can't make this stuff up that we have a president that's...
Best president ever. 0%.
I don't know what year it is, but 0%. Okay, what else you got, Olivia? Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
I have one from Jake. Hey, Jeff, now that we have zero inflation, we don't need the so-called Inflation Reduction Act.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation.
You got to say it right, Jake. 0% inflation. Okay. Can you read that again? I wasn't listening. I was entranced by Biden's eyes.
Now that we have zero inflation, we don't need the so-called Inflation Reduction Act.
He makes a great point. I wonder if the politicians thought of that. No, Jake did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Biden.
Yeah.
Now that you have zero, we don't need it. Come on, man.
We don't need that. Yeah, I guess let's get a message out to them. Wasn't it? Who was that that's really big into this Inflation Reduction Act? I think, it's our senator here in Arizona, Senator Mark Kelly, the cool guy on the motorcycle that flies a rocket into space once in a while that is utterly clueless when it comes to inflation. Even though he's been on rockets and stuff, he has no idea how inflation works. Yeah, so, okay, here's the me get to the numbers here. Inflation, I've already talked about this, but it's worth talking about again. Inflation is running at 8.5% in July, for July, for year over year. And of course, the media is saying, oh, it's less than expected. It's less than expected. Well, yeah, but remember last month, they thought inflation was going to be at, I think it was 8.5% was the expectation, and it blew away at 9.something%. So it blew away last month, and then had it been at 8.5, where would we be now? Oh, inflation's just even now. I mean, it's a horrible inflation rate. It's chaos out there for people trying to save any money, for people trying to buy anything. Everything has gone up so much. I mean, you can't even get a good steak nowadays. And should I play it again? I'm not going to do it a seventh time. Any more comments? You want to hold them over for the next hour?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's wait for the next hour. So we want to get you some tickets to see Alice Cooper. I hope that's your go-ahead, and go to talkwithjeff.com right now, because time's running out on this thing. You have until, about an hour from now. Go to talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways, and sign up for these tickets. And we might do this again. I hear a rumor, Olivia, that we might have some more tickets. But don't miss the opportunity.
You could be drawn. Remember, only enter if you can go, so that the tickets don't go to waste. October 6th.
Yeah, we randomly draw all the tickets too, but I do. There is one family that they have like four of them, and they try for, I think, I don't think they've ever won anything on the show here. So we're rooting for you. We have no favorites here, but we do hope that, I don't know. It's just when you see someone entering all the time, you're like,
or multiple people from the same family. Yeah. I'm sure they got a giveaway at least.
Did they get some pizza or something at Sportsman's, maybe? I don't know either. Okay, so next hour we're going to talk with Abraham Hamaday. He's going to join us. We've got a lot of ground to cover with Abe. Obviously, like I said, he is the Republican nominee for Attorney General for the great state of Arizona. I think this is one of the most important races, so you're going to want to stick around, because Abe and I will get into the FBI raid that happened to Trump on Monday. Also, you've heard all day, and I've talked a little bit about it, you've heard all day that President Trump took the Fifth in his deposition in New York on a different matter, business matters. What does that mean? Plus, I want to make sure Abe clearly talks about the Second Amendment and also our rights when it comes to the government interfering with us, when it comes to mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all of that stuff. We're going to hear from Abe Hamaday. So I hope you'll tune in. Stick around next hour. Abe Hamaday coming up. And don't forget, go to get those tickets. Sign up for those tickets. Pair of tickets to see Alice Cooper. Go to talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways. And we want your email comments. We've got more piled up, but let's get some more.
Yes, talkwithjeff@icloud.com.
All right. Hang around a few minutes. We'll be back. We got Abe Hamaday. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a few.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, hour two of the show. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be back with you. Love your comments. We'll bring Olivia in for the final segment of the show. We'll go over some of your email comments. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Plus, if you want to leave a comment on the Just Wireless listener line, 877-971-3971. If you missed last hour, go check out the podcast. It'll be up here at about 5:40 p.m. Look up the Jeff Horowitz Show on your favorite podcast provider if you're not subscribed already. Thank you to all the people that have boosted those numbers up and subscribed to the podcast. I spent a lot of time, I won't do it to you again. I have Joe Biden's clip here. I did it like six times last hour. It was a little excessive. Him telling us that we have 0% inflation. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. No, inflation rose 8.5% year over year for July. And of course, the legacy media, whatever you want to call them, they're saying, oh, but it's lower than expected, or it's easing now. And it's like, come on, really? We probably have 16, 17% inflation. But anyway, if you want to hear a good explanation and diagnosis of that debacle, go check out the podcast. Anyway, joining us, fresh off his big win in the Republican primary, Abraham Hamaday returns to the program. Abe, congratulations. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You glad to get past that hurdle and now the next hurdle?
It wasn't just a hurdle, Jeff. That was brutal. That was war. I mean, I got in the November and I was the last one in. And man, it got ugly, but I defeated five other opponents. But now we have to unite as a party to defeat the radical left.
Yeah, I was saying that last hour because I was talking a little bit about Katie Hobbs on the governor's race and how the Dems are now flooding the state with money for ads. I had Carrie Lake on Monday. We had an event Saturday in Coconino County. The Republicans opened up an office, and Eli Crane and I were there. And we were talking about uniting in what was a carpet bombing. We shouldn't get that nasty. It really should never get that nasty amongst Republicans, but it did.
It did, and, you know, it's sad to see, but as long as we all come back together, because you see the Democrats, Katie Hobbs had basically no opposition. My opponent had no opposition at all. But you know what? It's made me battle tested is how I look at it. I don't think she's prepared for the debate. Obviously, the media is already going to be in her corner. But yeah, I do think that right now I'm seeing a coalescing around Republicans. I think they recognize how damaging and scary it would be with Chris Mayes and Katie Hobbs in office. So that is something that I think is going to unite all of us.
You know what else is uniting all of us? And I've spent the last 2 days talking about this, and it's hot on your mind as well, Abe, is this boneheaded raid by the FBI of Trump's home in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. The news is kind of slowly leaking out. I'm surprised there isn't a national press conference from Biden or whoever on this thing. 30 FBI agents, his attorneys couldn't be there, rummaging through their clothes and stuff, I hear. I mean, that is uniting conservatives and I think even independents, and maybe has one or two Democrats scratching their heads saying, what are we living in, a banana republic? Your thoughts on what happened?
It is so scary, Jeff. And, you know, for me, it's especially, you know, scary considering I'm a former U.S. Army Reserve Captain Intelligence Officer, and I was overseas. I was in Saudi Arabia last year. And this is stuff you see in the Middle East, right? I mean, my parents actually came here to this country from Syria 30 some odd years ago. And this is very frightening. And it's a two-tier justice system that we're witnessing, right? Where you have this judge, this magistrate judge, by the way, who signed off on this warrant. I don't know if you heard about this. It was just breaking in the last hour or so. He actually recused himself from another Donald Trump case, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton case in Florida. And he recused himself on that case, but now suddenly signed off on this warrant for this. It's warrants some investigation, I think. And what you're looking at is Hunter Biden with all the evidence we have on his laptop. And there's no investigation, no arrest, nothing. And, you know, President Trump, he's not, you know, I actually spoke to him on the phone a few days ago before this raid. And, you know, he's still in good spirits. So if you look at what just happened in the past 72 hours, not just was his home raided in Mar-a-Lago, but also, if you see, he's actually in New York today. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, has totally weaponized and politicized her office. As he was there for a deposition with her. I mean, they are going after that man at the federal level, at the state level. And it's because they're truly scared of President Trump making a comeback. But they're not just scared of Trump. They're actually scared of candidates like myself and Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, this America First movement. So that's why the Democrats are already on air. They're pushing out this narrative. They're going to be lying about us. They're going to be spending a ton of money because they're on the run. The radical left's on the run. And this is our one and only shot to save our country this November. And that's why we have to win big.
Well, and when you look at President Trump, maybe you can explain to us what this is. And we're talking with Abraham Hamaday, who's the nominee now for the attorney general position in Arizona, one of the most important races here in the state, I might add, to hopefully protect you and our rights, really, from this overreach that's going on. But you had Trump in New York, and the media runs with this. Oh, he just stayed silent. He claimed the fifth. And I talked about this last hour. I was like, well, I would too, because no matter what you say, they're gonna twist it. Talk about that as a legal strategy to when you claim the fifth.
Well, I would recommend anybody to claim the Fifth. I mean, I'm a former prosecutor. You should see how many times where I'm reading through a case, I'm like, man, if this guy just shut up, we would have no case on him. You know, it made my job easier when people started yapping, to be quite honest. But no, I mean, it's your constitutional right to remain silent. I mean, you should obviously, you know, if you choose to, you should exercise that right. So, no, I mean, that is the biggest. There's no benefit for him to be talking about it, you know, more so than necessary. He has surrogates to do that on his behalf. But no, it is a wise legal strategy that any attorney, any good attorney, will tell their client to plead the Fifth and to just remain silent and have the attorneys do the ones, the talking with the officials.
Okay, let me get your take on this, Abe, because obviously the border, you made it a big issue in your campaign. It's a big issue for all of us. It's now a big issue for the leftist mayors in New York and Washington because they're like in shock that buses are showing up full of illegal immigrants. And they're like, I wish we had known. And we're all like here in Arizona, especially some of our sheriffs and our small town mayors, border town mayors are like, we never get any warning when we're getting dumped a bunch of illegals or when they're coming across the border. So what do we do on the border? And I have a question here that was actually geared towards Carrie Lake when she was on the program Monday, but I thought it was more appropriate for you. This listener, Wanda, said that on several occasions that Carrie Lake, and I'm going to, you as well, Abe, said that we should use the National Guard to help finish the wall. That's a great idea, but the National Guard can't do border construction without DHS, Department of Homeland Security permission. What can we, if you can address Wanda's question, especially if you know Carrie, and if she becomes governor and you're attorney general, I assume maybe we'll have a better relationship than we did between Brnovich and Ducey, and you'll be working hand in hand. Well, that's the first question. Would that be the case?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, that's going to be, it's a given, and we, okay, me and her have a very good working relationship.
Okay. So then back to the question, because Carrie's been on the program saying, I'm going to, you know, let's get down there. Let's do something. If we got to build portions of the wall ourselves, what can we do legally?
So I think typically the way we've been looking at our border, it's not even a crisis anymore. I say it's a border disaster. I think typically in the past, we just assumed this is an illegal immigration issue. I don't think that's the case anymore, right? And I mean, that, if that's the case, immigration is under the domain of the federal government. How I view the border as, it's a state sovereignty issue. And when we have hundreds of thousands of illegals flocking our border every single month, and with the federal government refusing to act, you know, it's putting a strain on Arizona. And that's where I've been saying that we have to classify it as an invasion under the U.S. Constitution. And it's going to allow, I mean, just imagine this for, you know, this is a hypothetical, Jeff. Imagine the federal government decided that one day they're going to remove all Border Patrol agents from the southern border. Just imagine that for a month. Are we as Arizonans going to say, oh, I guess this is a federal immigration issue, we can't take matters in our own hands? Absolutely not. We're a sovereign as well. Arizona's a sovereign. And what I intend to do, I want to take this to court, is to actually say this is an invasion and classify the drug cartels as terrorists and to start deporting these illegal immigrants right back to Mexico instead of having them go through the process in the United States. Because what people have to understand is once these illegals cross our southern border, and you know, so many of them are claiming asylum. I mean, that's just a catch-all phrase, right? I mean, most illegal immigrants are coming into Arizona, into our country. They're coming in from 150 countries, only 6% from Mexico. And this asylum seeker claim, you know, is false. And vast, almost 90%+ are not legitimate asylum seekers, in my opinion. These are just people who want to skip the line of our immigration laws. But what happens when they come in here, you know, they actually get sent to court, federal court, immigration court, and they're basically given a visa and given a court date. And they actually show up to court date because they know by the time it's all litigated, by the time their asylum claim is entirely litigated, it's about 8 years. So they're in this country for 8 years before there's a final adjudication of what can occur. That's a problem. And that's something where I and myself and as well as Carrie Lake have said that Arizona needs to take matters into their own hands, construct the wall on property. I know there's stuff we have to negotiate with some of the Native American tribes as well down there, but we also have to negotiate with Mexico. And Governor Abbott has done this too. I mean, look what Abbott has done in Texas. He is now sending illegal immigrants back to the port of entries And I think he's having them arrest and send them back to Port of Entry. I think that's something that Arizona could certainly do, or even take it a step further. And yes, the Joe Biden administration will sue us, Jeff.
Yeah.
But this is a fight worth having, because we have our southern border is being invaded. It's not just illegal immigrants; it's a fentanyl crisis that's coming across. It's these nefarious potential terrorists who are crossing our border. It's a national security risk, and we have to take matters in our own hands.
Yeah, not a day goes by that I'm not talking about, and you're not seeing it. We're not seeing the fentanyl issues. I just talked about it last hour. There's 80-odd people apprehended. How do you pronounce Sassabe down there, the small border crossing in southeast Arizona? And most of them were unaccompanied minors. I mean, what do you do in that situation?
Exactly. And that's exactly right. And that's the human trafficking toll.
Yeah.
That's why a humanitarian disaster is going on. If you remember, the news media was hounding on President Trump and his administration. But if you actually look at the number of deaths and the number of in custody with minor children, it's actually increased under Biden significantly. And now this is all intentional and orchestrated. I don't understand. You know, this is. You know, how is the United States, we're the most powerful country in the world, and we can't defend our own borders, yet we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine? It makes absolute no sense. The rest of the world's watching us, and they're going to take advantage of our security risk.
Okay, Abe, stick around. I want to get into the Second Amendment a bit. I want to get into your challenger on the Democrat side and also some of the government overreach. So hang tight for that. And if you got a comment, I'd love to hear from you. Send an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Hey, it is Wednesday, last time I checked. My good friends up at Sportsman's Bar and Grill in Flagstaff in the Basha Shopping Center, right there by the hospital. They have great special today. And I don't know how much longer they can do this. I've been saying this for a while with the inflation. Well, Biden said inflation's at zero, but it's not, especially wings. Wings have cost a lot more. Well, it's Wing Wednesday, so they have half-price wings up at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Plus, it's happy hour all the time. You can get great drink specials. Go check out my friends up at Sportsman's Bar and Grill up at the hospital in Basha Shopping Center. Tell them I sent you there and take advantage of Wing Wednesday. Great deal there. Let's continue with Abe Hamaday. Hang on 1 second, though. All right, we're talking with Abe Hamaday, who won the Republican primary for Attorney General, and he's going to face off against Chris Hayes on the Democrat side. We'll get to that in just a second, but Abe, we've done some really long interviews in the past where you talked about your past, your history, and a great, compelling story there. I encourage everyone to go to talkwithjeff.com and click on Election 2022. We cleaned that up and got rid of, we left all the people that made it through the primary, so there's a lot of interviews up there. But talk to me about the Second Amendment, because you see, especially the left-run cities and states, they would like us to have basically have a single shotgun, I think. What do you do about the Second Amendment? How do you protect my rights on that, my listeners' rights?
Absolutely. Well, if you see what just happened, this is breaking news, actually. The Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, who's also the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate out there, he just sent a letter to the FBI saying that Missouri is not going to comply because the FBI wanted the county sheriff to audit the concealed weapons permit, and he's saying that's against state law. So that's exactly where we're going to take the fight to. You know, it's uniting with these Republican AGs who are going to be united against the federal government, because we can't look at D.C. at solving our problems. There's so many executive actions and executive orders that's coming down from the Biden administration that are, quite frankly, unconstitutional, unlawful. So, you know, protecting our Second Amendment, Arizona is one of the best Second Amendment states. But believe me, Michael Bloomberg, I mean, you're having Pima County and the city of Tucson, who are very radical leftists, and even up in Flagstaff, they're going to try to come after our Second Amendment rights. And that's where, as AG, if any county or any municipality tries to undermine our Second Amendment rights, I, as Attorney General, will open up an investigation, and we will withhold state shared revenue with these state agencies and county agencies and city agencies if they try to infringe upon our rights. And, you know, usually money talks, Jeff. So that's where we have the power of the AG, along with a good governor, Governor Carrie Lake, and a strong legislature. We're gonna protect Arizona from this federal overreach.
Okay, that's important to a lot of people out there, especially with how crazy the crime's gotten. I mean, that's another thing, Abe, that every day I look, and maybe doing this, I see it more than others. I don't know. I think we're all seeing it. It's everywhere. The crime has exploded, but especially in the leftist areas. But People need to defend themselves, need to have that ability to defend themselves, law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely. And, you know, something my Democratic opponent, she's on the record for eliminating cash bail, Jeff. I mean, just think about that. She wants to turn Arizona cities into San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. How frightening is that? We've already seen the consequences of soft-on-crime policies, right? So this is where, you know, the AG's office, this election is so critical. And I know we always say that every couple of years. I think we all feel it in our gut right now that our country is not headed in the right direction whatsoever. You're right about the inflation not being 0%. It's more like, I mean, especially in Arizona. Arizona is one of the highest.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
15 to 20%, and it's unsustainable. But then you couple that along with soft on crime, where, you know, these, look at what just happened with, I don't know if you saw, but the smash and grabs are occurring all over across the country. And the legislature just last year empowered the AG's office to start prosecuting those cases. And we have to get tough. We have to restore law and order, because what my opponents and what the radical leftists offer, they offer this dystopian vision. I mean, they truly live in a fantasy land, right? Where they talk about defunding the police, and suddenly when it's not politically popular to say that, they say, oh, no, we always support our police. We know that's a lie, and we have to call them out on their lies, because that's all they do. They gaslight us constantly. Look what they just spent the past 2 years telling us, that our election was the most safe and secure election in history. And what did we just have last week in Pinal County? We had an absolute fiasco in Pinal County where Republicans were disenfranchised. In my opinion, it was civil rights violations where, you know, they don't have enough Republican ballots. You know, we should be able to conduct an election on one day and count the ballots on that same day, just like we did in the past, just like many other countries do. So this is where, you know, as Attorney General, we got our hands full, me and Carrie Lake and the new legislature. But yeah, you know, this is so important to our state right now.
Yeah, at least the legislature will probably expand that and get away from the one rhino vote can destroy good legislation. I think I'll cross my fingers on that. And just to remind folks, was it Pinal or Pima County that had they didn't print enough ballots?
Pinal,
yeah, they were giving cards to people saying, oh, come back later type of stuff, and the elections person actually resigned over this issue. Final point here, and we'll get you back on because there's so much to talk about. I got through half my list, Abe, but your challenger, I don't know, who is this, the Democrat is Chris Hayes who made it through. What's, distinguish yourself. I mean, talk about that real quick. You'll be going up against, you know, now.
I'll tell you a little bit about her. Her name's Chris Hayes, but she was
Mays. Did I say Hayes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do I know? Okay, Chris Mays. Okay, go ahead.
She said she was a Republican, but she was never really a Republican. I mean, she was a corporation commissioner. She was literally the one who tried to implement Green New Deal in Arizona before AOC even thought about it. So she is a radical environmentalist. But besides that, she believes in, you know, no cash bail. She leaves on soft on crime, but she is so dangerous to Arizona. And believe me, Tom Steyer, you remember him?
Oh,
ran
yeah
for president, that environmentalist guy from California. He spent millions of dollars on a proposition that Chris Mays led 4 years ago, and luckily Arizonans rejected it by 70%. But trust me, Michael Bloomberg, who's all about trying to get rid of our guns, he's going to get involved in this race for Chris. And George Soros, I guarantee, is going to get involved heavily. And he's already classified, him and the ADL have already classified me as being one of the most dangerous candidates running for office. And that's a line Chris Mays used that says I'm a threat to democracy. You know, it is so offensive because all Chris Mays has done her whole life, she's a career politician. She's been in office for a long time. She worked in the Paul Towne administration, and now she's a professor. Okay, think about that. She's a professor at ASU. She's been there for 10 years. She has no real world experience. But to say that I'm a threat to democracy is so offensive, because here I was, you know, in the U.S. Army overseas and protecting our country, right? And for her to say that I'm a threat, it's offensive. And I'm a former prosecutor. I've kept criminals away. She's done nothing but lecture us from her office at ASU in her classroom. So Arizonans are going to reject her again in November. I'm confident about that.
Yeah, and people need to really pay attention to this race because – We've talked about this in the past. There's going to be a lot of attention on the governor's race. There's going to be a lot of attention on the Senate race and a couple congressional races. But yours is right there as one of the most important races in this state. You can stop the government from really impeding on our rights when it comes to, remember, selective closures of businesses that were going on during COVID. And that crap can all happen again. We can see craziness happen again. So I implore people to pay attention. And what's your website, Abe, so people can go out and help you out?
Absolutely. And we definitely need to restock our coffers.
Yeah.
Brutal primaries. I appreciate any
financial. Hey, you were efficient with your money, though, because you were outspent by a lot of candidates. I went over those numbers last week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people, if there's any indicator of how I'm going to run the office, it's going to be efficient, just like my campaign's been very efficient. But they can go to my website, abeforeag.com, abeforeag.com.
All right, Abe. Abe Hammerday, folks, keep in touch and just let us know when there's anything crazy going on, which probably be every day. So we'll talk with you again real soon.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Appreciate it.
And hey, I want your comments. Get those in. We'll finish up the show with your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, if you're in a position where you need to refinance a loan, and I've recently been in that position, and I went to my friend Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans because she's a local girl who's backed by the power of Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. So she's got the experience in the area and she's got those resources behind her. I did a refinance with her. It was actually on an investment property. She did an excellent job and I really appreciate how hard she worked for me. You can give her a call whether you're buying a home or you need new financing or you're refinancing a home or if you're getting into investment properties, give Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans a call right now. She'd love to talk with you. 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Or you can go to NovaHomeLoans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. All right, let's come back and go over some of the email comments that have piled in. Plus, Olivia, she'll join me and read those, and we'll talk about our big giveaways too. Hang tight.
This is the Jeff Oregon Show.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
This is the Jeff Oregon Show.
I had to do it. I just can't help myself. We have to point out the lunacy of how out of it this guy is. 0% inflation.
Zero percent inflation.
Wait. They told me it was going to be ice cream here. Early bird special. Okay, we're back. Olivia's here with me. Thank you to Abe Hammerday, nominee for Attorney General for the great state of Arizona. We will have him on a lot. This is an important race and one that will not get the attention like the governor's race and stuff like that. So we will highlight it. Olivia's got some comments here as we wrap up a busy day that I want to get to here in just a second. I want to make a show note that tomorrow on the program, Glenn Least from WT Wealth Management will join us, probably talk about the inflation rate and the 0% stuff. So we'll get Glenn Least's take on this. And also, if you want to get his take on things, if you want to get a free, no obligation consultation, give Glenn a call right now. 928-225-2474. That's 928-225-2474. Glenn will talk to you just like he comes on the program here and talks with me and talks with all you, plain spoken, and you can talk to him about investment strategies and see if it's the right fit. Also, just get a second opinion. Right, Olivia?
Not opinion tree.
Get a second opinion from Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management. Again, 928-225-2474. And don't forget to watch or listen to Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least Saturday at noon on 97.1 FM in Northern Arizona and streaming at BigTalkerRadio.com. Is that thunder? Wow, that's a plane.
Is that? Oh, no, I was like, that's funny.
We're going to be flying in right now. It's been really cranking with that rain. There's all kinds of flood advisories or watches or something tonight. Watch it out there. Okay, comments.
We have one, Tom from Prescott Valley. This is about the elephant in the room.
There's an elephant in the room?
Everyone talks about Biden shutting down oil production, for example, Keystone.
That's Keystone Pipeline, okay.
But an issue coming in the future is refining capacity. Mm-hmm. The last refinery in the U.S. was started in 1977.
Yeah.
Last year, two shut down, reducing our capacity by 5%. With all of the environmental laws now, probably impossible to build a new one in our country. All during a time of massive increase since 1977, maybe Kerry should push to build one in Arizona, piping the oil in.
Yeah, well, Tom, when we did our road trip earlier this summer, we went past I think it might have been in Kansas, went by an old gas, oil refinery. They refine all kinds of oil products there. The thing was decrepit looking. I mean, it was, and I'm not faulting, they just haven't built one since, like he said. I was born, Tom, in 1975. So basically, there has not been a new, and we looked up this information in the past as well, Tom, there's not been a new oil refinery built in this country since I was born, basically. I mean, think about that. Imagine the technology. What are they using there? Like dials and stuff and little knobs? I mean, imagine the technology in 1975 or six compared to now.
I know. You know, one thing I've never gotten about the oil not pumping it here? It's like, oh, yeah, it's for the environment or whatever. We're all for environment. But if you actually used your brain, I mean, I guess maybe they just don't have one. That would explain it all. But, like, if you actually...
Sorry.
If you actually used your brain, wait, you would figure it out that it would take way more to, like, ship it from somewhere else and have them doing it over there. Probably more messy than just doing it yourself. It's, like, stupid.
Well, what we've done here in the country is outsourced our pollution and all the, you know, there's less regulations in other countries. So, yeah, you'd have to be insane. You'd have to think inflation is at 0% to build a refinery here in this country because there's so many regulations. So if I was, I'd build it down in Mexico or something, or even ship it overseas because it's just, why would you build? Could you imagine how long it would take to build a refinery here in the country? It'd probably take just years and years if you could even get one going. But don't worry, you're going to get electric cars. And Tom, they want you to get in your electric car or ride your bike, and they want you to stay at home and eat bugs. No, I'm serious. They would like you to eat bugs. There's been people from the World Economic Forum or whatever that group is, the Klaus Schwab people in the world. They actually want people to eat bugs.
Mm, you know, I call because it cows. Cockroaches.
yummy, crunchy cockroach. If you want to buy an electric car, the Inflation Reduction Act, which Olivia pointed out, is not needed anymore. Or maybe it was a listener last hour.
No, it was a comment, yeah. Jake.
Jake pointed out, we don't need it because inflation's at 0%. Zero percent. So we don't need it. So I don't know if this is going to go through the Inflation Reduction Act. Yeah, it is. I'm just kidding. There is a $7,500 tax credit in there with price and income caps, though, for the Inflation Reduction Act for electric cars. Here's some of the, this is an article from CNBC. The tax credit, no more than $55,000 electric car for sedans, $80,000 for SUVs and trucks. So if you're struggling to pay for gas and you're thinking about buying your $80,000 SUV, which makes sense.
Clearly, everyone has the money to do that.
Everybody has $80,000. I got a tax credit that may be available with this Inflation Reduction Act. We shall see. There's caps. If you make over $300,000 and you're married and you're having trouble making $300,000 a year and paying for gas, you'll be phased out. So, anyway, good question. Okay, do we have seconds to go for this big giveaway?
Oh,
you better
yeah,
go in like right in now.
You're typing as fast as you can.
Don't crash.
Talkwithjeff.com under sponsors and giveaways. It's for a pair of Alice Cooper tickets.
Yep.
October 6th under sponsors and giveaways on talkwithjeff.com. Yeah. Enter right
we'll,
now.
We'll do the announcement tomorrow. On tomorrow's program.
Yes.
Hey, did you, is Alice Cooper, we know he's, I think he's actually born, wasn't he born in Detroit? I think we looked, okay, give me, is he still live in Arizona?
This yes, has been coming up all Paradise week. Paradise Valley.
Paradise Valley. Mm-hmm. Paradise City, where the grass is pretty. That's a Guns N' Roses song. That's not Alice Cooper. So yeah, he lives in Paradise Valley still. He's still in Arizona. So if you want to get those tickets, go right now. Talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways, and have a good night. We'd love to hear from you, too. Send us a comment from the website. Subscribe to the podcast. That'd be good.
And don't worry.
Don't worry.
0% inflation.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation.
Tomorrow, we'll talk about
it. We'll take care of you.
Tomorrow, we'll talk about it. Plus, we got Glenn Lee tomorrow. 0%. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night. Take care.